you will then find that the whole world is one great ocean of consciousness. And even scientifically today, there are three or four events which have occurred which are very significant. One is that Jagdish Chandra Bose proved that in plants there is feeling, there is joy, there is sorrow. Actually, scientifically, by scientific means, by machines he showed that plants have consciousness in them. He also wanted to show further that even in metals there is consciousness. He could not finish his task, but that was also his further attempt, to show even in the metals there is consciousness. In any case, it is now known that metals get fatigued. Our cars, they get fatigued. So there is something like a fatigue in matter. There is something like freshness of matter. When the car is new, brand new, it moves very fast and without any trouble. But much more than that, there is a recent experiment about 10-12 years ago which was done, which was as follows. You take a small particle of matter. This was an experiment which was conducted, and this has been now proved. You take a smallest possible particle and split it, and let one particle go in one direction, and you direct the other particle, split particle, into another direction. Thousands of miles they are separated from each other. Then you act upon this particle and change its direction. And the moment you change the direction of this particle, that particle, without your doing anything to it, it also changes the direction. This is a kind of experiment. It is called Bell's theorem. There was a scientist called Bell. He proved that this surprising phenomenon takes place. Who tells that particular this particle that its twin has been affected and it has been changed in its direction? Without being communicated, this particular particle also changes direction, without any manipulation from outside, automatically. So in matter there is a consciousness, at least there is communication. In life and plants there is consciousness. In the mind, of course, there is consciousness, but not complete consciousness. In mind there is consciousness. In the mind there is subconscious which is conscious. In the mind there is subliminal which is conscious. And then when you develop the mind and silence the mind, then a higher consciousness develops. So in other words, at all the planes of being, right from matter to the height of consciousness, there is nothing but pure consciousness. The difference between one and the other is only a question of self-limitation. There is a limitation of consciousness, and that too by self-limitation, this limitation comes into existence. Not only that, but consciousness always implies the operation of intelligence and design. Can we say that the whole world has a design? Can we say the world has a purpose? Do events happen with a certain kind of design? This is a theory exactly opposite to chance theory. According to chance theory, events happen pell-mell. But if consciousness is at the end, is the ultimate reality, then you must be able to see design everywhere. Now, if you look at the world very minutely, you will find that in everything in the world there is a relationship between consciousness, however dim it may be, and the design it makes. Like a bird anticipates the rainfall and prepares a nest, which every one of us can see quite easily. And the design of the nest is exactly suitable to be a resident of the bird. Who taught the bird to make the nest? And if you really see the nests, some of the nests are so beautiful and so powerful, you can't even break them easily. And actually they are made of some small branches, twigs, and very feeble fibers, but very well knit together, they become very powerful and with a good design. Actually, when we study biology, when we study vegetation, we find such a tremendous design in it. Take for example the design of flowers. What is the design of flowers? Every flower has a design and varieties of designs. Now, if nature was not a designer, how could such designs come about? And on each tree, the flowers has a special design belonging to that particular species. And when you see these designs, even much more minutely, you will find that these designs correspond to something which is very psychological. I was recently seeing a very beautiful flower. Just recently I saw a flower. And mother had called that flower fire, Agni. And when I was examining the flower, I found in it the following design. One day if I get the flower, I'd like to show you, because it's a very beautiful design. Each flower has four main petals. Over these four petals, there is one supervening tip, supervening petal. Four on this side and supervening petal as if presiding over it. And over that another petal which is still further supervening over it. Now when you examine this design, you find it actually accurately translates the concept of Jivatman. Jivatman is the supervening individual, of which psychic being is the delegate. And psychic being has four powers of knowledge, will, harmony and skill. It has four petals. So four petals presided over by a special petal, over which there is a further special petal. And fire is actually regarded as a Jivatman, as a psychic entity. So if you examine this flower, it is not only a design, it's a design which accurately describes the relationship between the soul and its powers. One day I wish I would like to show you this flower. It is very beautiful flower. I don't know what it is.
You can look it up in mother's book on flowers.
I'll just see, because
what color
is it? It is red color. I saw I was recently in 46 Shergill Mark. There is a garden in which this flower grows. When I was examining, I found, and then I realized why mother called it fire.
Your poppy has gone.
Pardon?
But the poppy doesn't have a superimposing and another superimposing. You look it up, mother's book on flowers.
Just see. But every flower that mother has given the name is because it has a psychological connection.
But the four that you said, knowledge, will, would they correspond to body, life and mind and
heart? No.
Mahalakshmi,
that's right, these four, correct.
Mahakali,
Maheshwari, correct.